We are drinking the water of Hazar from the river of the speech of the saints. Come, O heedless, thirsty man. If you do not see the water, artfully, after the fashion of the blind, bring the jug to the river and dip it in the river. For as much as you have heard that there is water in this riverbed, the blind man must practice conformity.
Simple explanation. Listen, these books, these are the holy books. These are full of information, really. But you have to be patient, sit down and drink it. Because these books are coming from what? It's the water of Khodar, the green prophet. Means this is the essence of growing up. And we are drinking from it. You are the thirsty who doesn't know it. Come. I know you don't see the flow of this knowledge. But as I told you, this little vase you have, dip it in it. Do you remember this vase at the beginning that he was carrying? This is what you have. Do it. You don't see it. Just dig this one. It will change the water. You know what? Yes, you're blind. You don't see the depth that is in this. But you could imitate. You see that the good people will sit down and read this, so you will do the same. Yes?
Carry down to the river the water skin that has thoughts of the water, so that you may find your water skin heavy.
Suddenly there is a word over there which is what? Thought of the water. It's not thought of the water, it's having some thoughts like the water, or the water thinking complicated like that. Here it will say, you know what, you have a baggage especially for thinking water. Means thinking with the know-how. The only thing that you blind fellow could understand is when you dip it, it becomes heavier. So you feel that way in yourself. That will help, yes?
When you have found it heavy, you will be led to infer. At that moment, your heart is delivered from dry conformity.
What it means, infer?
You'll understand.
Oh, because the word is very delicate over there. It's mustadil. Mustadil is, istidlal is reasoning. Do you remember the stick of Moses? This is like that. Means that when you feel the way of your bag, then you are convinced somehow. You are being proven something. Therefore, you don't need to imitate anymore. First, you should imitate, because you will see everybody is digging here. When you dig a little bit and you feel the way that it's transformed to you, then you don't need to imitate. You love it and you know that, yes, I'm getting some water, although it's invisible, I don't see it. Yes?
In inference. Yes.
Yes, istidlal is guidance, because Dalil is the leader, is the guide, exactly. Because logically convincing is guiding someone to the conclusion. Yes, they're both mixed up.
An inference in English is a form of reasoning.
Yeah.
It's a form of reasoning.
It's a form of reasoning.
I didn't know
deduction
that.
And inference.
Yeah.
If the blind man does not see the river water visually, yet he knows when he finds the jug heavy.
A lot of people will sit down and will listen to this book and they don't really understand it, but they could feel the difference within. That's the important stuff. Yes?
That some water has gone from the river into the jug, for this was light, and it has become heavy and swollen with water. Because every wind used to sweep me away, the wind does not sweep me away. My weight has increased.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there is this proverb in Persian language, they say, Hizb-e-Bad, means the wind party. Wind party means being an opportunist. Wherever the wind blows, you go that way. Here, he will say, I was like that. The wind will take me here and there. But when I dig a little bit here, I have a way so I could settle down, not to be blown away with every wind. Yes?
The foolish are swept away by every gust of desire because they have no weight of faculties.
Uh-huh. Here again, the word is not every gust of desire. The word is complicated. It's hawa. Hawa means, yes, the desire, but hawa means the air at the same time. And that air is the wind itself. So they will say, yes, every desire, every blow of the wind will take the stupid fellows because they don't have any way in sight. Yes?
The wicked man is an anchorless ship, for he finds no precaution against the perverse wind. To the intelligent man, the anchor of intelligence is security. Beg an anchor from intelligence. Since he has borne away the suckers of intelligence from the pearl treasury of that sea bounty, by such suckers the heart is filled with knowledge. It shoots from the heart, and the eye too becomes illuminated.
Aha. This is the path towards the enlightenment. This is what I'm talking about. First of all, if you are, let's say, like a ship flowing on the ocean, again, the wind will blow you here and there. You need some anchor. This anchor is knowledge. And there are knowledgeable people, you should borrow that anchor. Because you need to know where you are. This is how your heart will become capable and your eye will be enlightened, will be open. Yes?
Because the light from the heart has settled upon this eye, so that your eye, having become the heart, is inactive. When the heart, too, has come into contact with the intellectual lights, it bestows a portion thereof on the eyes also. Know, then, that the blessed water from heaven is the inspiration of hearts and the true explanation.
Again, therefore, you should know, you should understand this, that the holy water comes from the sky. Means what? Means the inspiration to the heart and honesty of saying. It needs these two factors. I should be honest to say the truth, and you should be ready to take it as an inspiration to your heart. This is how it works. Yes?
Let us also, like that foal, drink the water of the stream. Let us pay no regard to the evil suggestions of the scolder.
What is this we? This is the we that the fellow who wants to go to the mosque is one of these group. Is that we are like this. We are the people who are digging the meaning, and we don't care about the logical advice that we receive to be cautious and all that. Yes?
You are a follower of the prophets.
Tread the way. Deem all the railing of creatures to be wind.
Mm-hmm. That message which all the messengers are carrying, you are following that message. So you shouldn't care about whoever is talking about. Yes?
When have the masters who have traversed the way lent ear to the clamor of ours, of curs?
Have you ever heard one of the enlightened fellows who has followed his ego? This is how clear it is. So, egoism, selfishness, logical advice to be cautious, all of that is nonsense. We know that this is the little creek of water, and we could dig in, even when we are blind, we'll dig in, so we'll feel the way. And at the end, do you remember? We said, we have an idol, we have a role model. Are these transformed people? For us, the role model is Rumi himself. He was a philosopher, a teacher, a successful fellow, and he was transformed. Why? Because he was digging inner and inner and inner. So one fellow told him, do like this. He did it, he changed. He honestly bring it out, honestly, and there are two stuff here. The giver should be honest, the taker should be ready to take it to the heart, not to really understand it. Yes?
The remainder of the story of the guest in the guest-killing mosque.
Means we explain everything. Now you understand why this fellow wants to be guested in this mosque with all the danger that everybody is talking about. Yes?
Relate what happened in the mosque to that self-sacrificing, valiant man and what he did. He slept in the mosque, where in truth had he slept? How should a submerged man sleep in the river? Always for the lovers beneath the flood of a passion, there is the sleep of birds and fishes. At midnight.
No, what happened? Okay, this is a very short paragraph. He is back to the story and he said, what? He said, okay, let's talk about that fellow. He slept there. Oh no, because he cannot sleep really. It's like being drowned in something. Then we are not talking about that sleeping stuff. That sleeping stuff is for the birds, for the fishes. But the lovers? Lovers are carrying a lot of sorrow and waiting and expectation and all that, so they don't sleep. Therefore, yes, midnight.
At midnight came an awful voice. I come upon you, O you that seek advantage. 5 times came such a terrible voice, and his heart was being rent piecemeal.
Why 5 times? Five senses we have, and 5 hidden senses we have, and more than that, when it's 6 is complete, when it's 5 is not. Okay, 5 times, the master will say, you the user, the advantage seeker, I'm coming. Yes.
Commentary on the verse.
Means and this story should stop. We have to bring another commentary because you should understand this. Yes.
Commentary on the verse. and raise the battle cry against them with your horsemen and men on foot. When you earnestly resolve